Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And joining us on the line, Dave Leventhal with Notice, our Washington insider. We're talking about, well, everything going on in Washington this week, but also maybe a look back at the year that was in 2025 as we're almost done with it. Dave, thanks for being on with us. Happy holidays. Hope you're having a good one. It's just because it's a holiday break for a lot of people. I mean, there's still a lot going on in Washington, including another strike in Venezuela. I mean, when does this reach a point where it boils over into something more? Or is that possible at this point?
It very much is possible, Brian. And hey, Happy New Year to you and everyone too. But here in Washington, D.C., much of the action is actually not happening in the nation's capital. It's happening in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, where we saw Donald Trump meet with Volodymyr Zelensky just a day ago in an effort to provide some sort of resolution to the Russia-Ukraine war. And we didn't get anything that was concrete out of that. But here in here with the Venezuela situation, this is something that is ongoing. There were more boat strikes just in the past 24 hours. There is news now coming out that the CIA conducted a land strike on a coastal facility in Venezuela. The challenge here is convincing the American people that this is something that this is absolutely necessary, and that if there is going to be an escalation, that there's going to be a pretty darn good reason for it, because Donald Trump, let's recall, ran during the election on getting America out of wars and not having military action all across the world. But we've seen in 2025 that there have been numerous examples of military action. Venezuela, of course, is the latest, but we've had strikes in the United States and Syria and Iran and Yemen, the Pacific and Ocean, the Caribbean Sea, and even Somalia, which was something that just happened earlier this month and largely wasn't something that a whole lot of people paid attention to, but yet happened as well. And that's saying nothing of obviously the ongoing situation in Ukraine and Gaza as well, where the United States is playing a leading role.
Well, we're looking back also on 2025 and the year that was. I mean, there's so much that happened. Seems like a whirlwind, Dave. I mean, what do you think 2025 is going to be remembered for most?
It'll be remembered as one of the most turbulent years in American politics. Now, some people might think that that is exactly the elixir that the United States needed, and that this country needed to be shook up, and that we needed to remake all aspects of government or major aspects of government. I think, pardon me, the biggest ones that we've absolutely seen is the way that immigration works in the United States, but also to the way that health works in the United States. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will likely go down as one of the most consequential cabinet secretaries, for better or for worse, in modern U.S. history, as a result of him absolutely transforming the way that healthcare and the Department of Health and Human Services works, something that we don't always think about, but is going to have a profound effect for likely years to come, and the way that the United States has interactions with healthcare. Also to Congress, the role that Congress is playing, or for that matter, not playing in U.S. government. We have long had a very co-equal style of government in, among the branches, and we see that Congress has largely acquiesced to the agenda of President Trump. Now, whether you have a Democratic president or a Republican president, going back many years in history, Congress has usually been there to serve as a check and serve as a balance. And it has largely not served as a check or balance, except on some very small in terms of numbers, but high in terms of impact, notable issues, not the least of which are the release of the Epstein files, which Donald Trump absolutely did not want until he realized that all of Congress, save for just a handful of members, including everyone in the Republican Party, were willing to go against him.
More on that Congress inaction that we saw this year. And, you know, you couple that with so many people deciding to leave Congress, not run for re-election in the midterms upcoming. I don't know. What does it say about the state of the House right now, Dave, where it seems bleak? And we've been talking for years between us about how many people in Congress just feel like it's so hard or impossible to get anything done. They just throw their hands up.
Yeah, it's a pretty miserable place. And we talk to members of Congress all the time, and we don't have to dig too deep to get them to acknowledge that. And these are Republicans, these are Democrats. This is not something where we're trying to find commonality or really search for it. They are very, very open about it being a very, very difficult place to work and not particularly enjoyable, which is why you see so many members of Congress deciding just simply to quit and that they're not going to run for re-election, or they're going to go a step further and do what Marjorie Taylor Greene did, which is say, all right, I'm done. I'm going to leave in the middle of my term. So we've had that level of turbulence, too, which is something that, yes, it happens to some degree every congressional session, but the rate that it's happening, the speed, the force, and the high profile departures is something else. Although I would note too, Brian, that there are a few former members of Congress who are no longer there who are running again and are going to try to get back in. So I think what this all means for 2026 is there will be some very, very turbulent primary party fights to fill seats, to run in the general election for what will be a most consequential midterm election, as everyone knows. And Democrats obviously are trying to get back into power, both in the House and potentially the Senate. So buckle up. That's going to be a big one.
All right. We'll be watching all next year. Happy New Year, Dave. Thanks so much for joining us once again. Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider with Notice, joining us live.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.